Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, and Davey Hudson. Many imitators, no duplicators. Fan Run Radio.
My vision for 3 and Out is we want to be a big, fast, dominating, aggressive, relentless
radio show
that
everybody
in the SEC wants to
listen to.
That's my goal. These guys realize that we want to change the culture. They're hungry. These guys are ready to get started, and I'm excited about it. All right. Your expectations, all right, aren't near what mine are.
All right.
Our program has the history, the facilities, the tradition, and the resources to play with anyone, anytime, and that's what we're going to do again.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your bands behind. Because your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, there are no bands of mine. Say, we can go where we want to. Place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world. Leave the real one.
Welcome into the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville. It is Tennessee's Day at SEC Media Days in Atlanta, Georgia. And we got you covered right here on Fox Sports Knoxville. 3 and Out, driven by Toyota Knoxville. As we get started today, I'm Nate Hodges alongside Houston Kress and Davey Hudson. We broke a rule this morning already. We started doing the show before the show started. There's lots of topics to talk about, lots of stuff happening at SEC Media Days, I don't know that much happened, surprisingly, actually there in terms of the actual event, like people on the stage, but the commentary surrounding it was, got pretty feisty yesterday. I didn't expect people to start, we talked about how much former players like Jeremy Pruitt on yesterday's show, ironically, and then former players, we finally got some people take some shots at Tennessee's new head coach. And then speaking of shots, Houston Kress.
What the hell?
You went at Dan Mullen's shoes. Hey, kudos to you. You called it, sort of.
Yeah, let's start there.
That's fine.
I don't know why you feel like we're against you here.
No, because you are against me.
I'm not against you. You said Dan Mullen would roll out in some Jordans that would be blue. I think you even said blue along the bottom.
You said would have an orange jump man.
It was covered up, I think, or the
it's on the back. Probably still there. Might have been blue. They actually put the Gators font on there instead.
I mean, you said 11s, they were what, fours?
Yeah.
Jordan fours?
Yeah, the fours.
I mean, for me, as someone who's not a Jordan shoe connoisseur, but does remember those being the ultimate status symbol, the four is not an iconic look, not something that in my head I'm like, oh, yeah, look at those Jordans. I remember. No. But, I mean, I think you get – there's partial credit. I think you get most of the credit for piecing together Florida, Nike school. Wait, no. Jordan school now.
Yeah, I did that. Piece
Dan
it together.
Mullen gonna go Jordans for SEC Media Days. I mean, there's lots of different Jordan options.
I did that with no research. Apparently, he had already worn some 11s to an event. They weren't blue or anything. That's why I thought maybe I could still get away with it. Mm. He picks the 4s. They're, I don't know, special made. Looks like just a little spray paint. But they frankly looked a little clunky. And you know how kid shoes at Walmart, they have like, you know, cartoons on it. The Gators font looks a little cartoony to me. So I said they looked like they were from a bin at Walmart.
Yeah.
It was a very popular tweet because I was factually accurate and then found the shoe that I had in my head that they looked like.
Were they LA Gears? Because somebody made a different joke
those
about
were,
that.
Those were the old school LA Gears.
Yeah. They had
did
that
LA
type
Gear
of...
light up? LA Gears lit up, I believe.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. Some of them did.
Yeah.
Was LA Gear the best brand tennis shoe you could get at Walmart when we were kind of kids?
Probably. I unless think... Did they sell BK Retch Tech?
I don't remember.
You know what I'm talking about?
The I ones think that... so.
Click, click, click.
I can't picture them, but...
They always got a free pair at the end of Legends of the Hidden Temple or Global Guts or something. But yeah, I stand by my original statement that those shoes look like they're from Walmart.
They kind of look, I'm looking at some other Jordan, some Jordan 4s in different color schemes to try and let my eyes decide. I mean, these white with the blue and black trim to me even look, they look kind of like a half LA Gear, half Reebok.
Yeah, it was the
retro Reebok.
It was the
shoe.
80s.
Yeah, I mean,
you know,
that's
it
why.
It was a different time.
Now, the all black version looks a little more.
Pretty good.
Yeah, looks a little good. More modern. The black, metallic, gold, and white looks pretty good. So you nailed it.
Yes, I did.
Called it. Dan Mullen. Jordans. SEC Media Days.
I thought they would look good. I was fully prepared to just make fun of Dan Mullen. And his narcissistic, ego-driven, look at my shoes, look at my shoes. Did I show you my shoes? Did I show you my shoes? Did you know these were specially made for the Gators? Oh, they have Gators written on the side, and they're specially made for the Gators. What a weirdo Dan Mullen is. That was the real shot. That's where I was trying to set up the takedown for Dan Mullen today.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw the shoe, and frankly, was very disappointed. Not only in Jordan brand in the University of Florida, but also in Dan Mullen. Like, there's just so many other options of cool Jordans to wear, and you could make them look cool and still incorporate Florida colors. They did it in a way, frankly, I just didn't think it looked very good, unless you're a Florida fan, but that I don't care about that. That was the setup. Man, you made one of the most iconic shoes of all time look like it came out of a bin at Walmart or on one of those double hangers. And connected by a rubber band. And then. Walmart. Walmart.
Well, that, I mean.
What?
If, I mean, that was your first mistake, was looping in Walmart, I guess.
How?
I mean.
I'm saying that a $250 pair of shoes look like Walmart shoes. That's kind of a compliment to Walmart.
You said a bin at Walmart.
Do they not sell everything out of a bin at Walmart? Everything. Walk down the center aisle at any Walmart. You know what there are? Bins! And everything's cheap. That's their whole gimmick. Roll back the prices. We have the largest inventory in the world. Our prices are lower. They are, by definition, cheap. That's how they took over the world and put every small town out of business. That's what they do. They sell cheap stuff. They sell knockoff stuff. That's what they do. Am I right or am I wrong? Is that not rollback prices? Cheapest prices in town? You'll never find lower prices. We're rolling back. Right?
Yeah, you're right.
I was really probably helping Walmart. People were like, oh, yeah, that reminds me. I got to go get something at Walmart because their prices are so low. But we found out last night they're actually not low and you shouldn't shop there. So then Walmart comes back. The official, first of all, I did not tag them. So they name searched this. I later discovered why. They fire back with a, speaking of pulling things out of a bin,
mm-hmm.
And then it's Felipe Franks throwing the bomb to Tyree Cleveland. Somehow. somehow this has become a, oh my gosh, Houston got put in a body bag. It was a funny response. I don't know how it personally body bagged me. That was a everybody in Tennessee who roots for the Vols just got slammed. And everybody, even Tennessee fans, were like, oh man, you just got owned. That's your team too.
Well, that's where I have a problem. With if Tennessee people are throwing you under the bus, it's kind of on them.
It's because everyone sides with the blue check and the big account. Oh, they're official. Oh, they're big. That's cool. It's like everybody who replied to the direct tweet, all they want is Walmart to like their tweet so they can go back to their friends at the office today and say, Walmart liked my tweet that I sent. It's fine. Listen, it was somewhat witty, although I don't know if I've ever heard pulling something out of the bin to describe. I mean, like, what? Like, is he saying that play was cheap and easy? And so that's why they pulled it. I'm just saying, if you really want to go into the weeds on this, it wasn't that good of a dig. It certainly wasn't a personal dig on me. No, like, they didn't make me look stupid.
You are at Vol Rumor Mill. Like, you've identified yourself as a Vol person.
No. I agree. I will admit to being a Tennessee fan, of course.
Sure.
Of course. So if you want to say that stung because it was a reminder of losing a game at the last second, I might give you that one. But I will say this. I have never felt better after a loss than I felt after that game. Do you not remember where we were headed at that point? And frankly, I never felt better after a loss at the time. And looking back, I don't even know if it bothers me at all. Don't get me wrong, you always want to beat Florida, but man, if that pass gets caught, then maybe the South Carolina pass in the end zone gets caught. Then maybe, or it gets dropped, then maybe the Kentucky pass is caught in the end zone instead of the 2-yard line. And then maybe, something else happens and Butch Jones gets to a bowl game and he's our coach still. Again.
I just realized I'm a hypocrite and you're being one too right now.
Why?
Because the other day we said the ultimate sheep move is to explain how losing is better than winning. And I've done that exact same. I've said the exact same things you're saying right now.
I don't know that I would say it's better than winning, but sometimes there are distinct, specific moments in which a loss long-term is better than a win. I don't know that this game was necessarily that, but I do know that this game started the season to spiral out of control, thusly getting Tennessee a new coach, a new athletic director, a new chancellor, and a new president. Considering where we've been the last 10 years, I don't know that game really might not end up having a super positive effect on the program. Listen, I will tip the cap. It was clever. It was funny. It was not a burn. I did not get burned more than any other Tennessee fan who watched it.
No, you were just the tip of the spear. I mean,
I was in the line of fire.
Yeah.
You know what?
You got mowed down first.
And everyone was like, oh, great, Chris. First loss ever for Vol Twitter. First of all, false. Also, all I was doing was talking smack. Oh, we're not allowed to talk smack anymore in case somebody has a good comeback? Get out of here. If talking smack to Florida is wrong, then I'm in the wrong business. I need to be doing something else.
Vol fans have been talking smack to West Virginia fans now for a month.
We've been talking smack to Bama for 11 years and haven't sniffed a victory. Maybe that one time, 2015. That was a sniff. We sniffed it. So don't give me this undefeated junk. We haven't been undefeated. It's fun to say. We've taken our fair share of L's. But it wasn't a personal attack. If you want to say he was able to spin that into a... I don't get it. I say those shoes look like they're from Walmart. He says, your team lost to Florida last year, and everyone, like, it's like the damn world caught on fire. Oh, sickest burn of all time. I don't get it. I don't get the burn. And I would openly admit to being absolutely shelved on the internet. I just
would
don't
you
think,
though?
I yes, would you? I just don't think this is that good of a burn. Don't get me wrong. Clever retort. Not a bad pun. I don't know that pulling something out of a bin is a proper analogy for a late last-second Hail Mary, but I'll give it to you because he was trying to tie it in.
Out of the bin, the word bin, why didn't he just say, speaking of pulling things out?
because no one said anything about pulling things out. He had to tie in the word bin. And so that's how he did it. But no one has ever said, wow, we won that game, really pulled it out of the bin. I mean, you say pulled it out.
I wondered, was the joke pulling it out at like the bin, pulling it out at the end? What the play was called Big Ben In. I was trying to make the connection. I couldn't get there.
Walmart wasn't thinking that too in-depth.
I don't know
it.
That Walmart knew the play was Big Ben In.
No, I don't think at all either.
I don't think.
A wise man once said, I know I'm going to get got. But I'm going to get mine more than I get got.
You are good at him.
You're good at Twitter, Houston. But sometimes.
I had already got him. I had already got him. This is not me. This is everybody who cheers for Tennessee. And those were the same people coming to Walmart's defense.
Well, that's a problem. Well, see, the people. Well,
they're no Wendy's.
It is a problem. No. But Vol Twitter eats their own. Like, it is a. Yeah. It's like.
There were a lot of Vol fans that came to your defense immediately.
There were. There's a Walmart boycott going on right
yes.
now.
Yes. Yes.
Allegedly. I don't know that we should, you know, jump on board. But if you do, it's fine.
I haven't looked in the shoe section of Walmart maybe in forever. Do they sell shoes out of a bin? Or are they on racks?
I don't know. I don't buy shoes at Walmart.
I like the some of the pictures you came up with. Some of the Walmart shoes.
Because they look just like the mm-hmm. things that Dan Mullen was wearing. Also, all of this. So for, I don't know, for like an hour, I just sat there with Florida fans. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Tennessee fan gets pwned. I think SDS is writing an article right now. I'm sure I can hear the keyboard typing in the background. Tennessee fan gets killed on Twitter. First of all, I'm a co-host and a creative director. You idiot. But I'm not going to get that credit. It's fine. Reddit, they bash me. SDS article will come out today. I'm sure
there's already one out for SDS.
Oh, really? Great.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It was the Florida.
Go check this out.
Yeah. Well, of course. I mean, yeah, the Florida isn't. But after some strong detective work and culling a lot of people that I thought were in the circle of trust who decided to take this as an opportunity to turn against Kress, I learned that this was all a publicity stunt. I was used and abused by big business.
You're the lead on the Florida section.
Well, certainly not going to be there recruiting. Did you know that mere minutes, maybe even less than an hour, after this Twitter burn by Walmart against allegedly me, but I would say anybody who roots for the Vols,
yeah,
Walmart and Florida officially announced a partnership, a business partnership in which Walmart employees will be able to get, I think maybe, I didn't read the article, I don't care. But I think it's online education through the University of Florida. Walmart, here's my guess. I think the University of Florida was going to announce it first. Walmart and their Twitter dweeb was probably looking for that tweet, right? Thinking, okay, as soon as I see the Florida Walmart joining together for education, blah, 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 I'll retweet that with a clever saying. Fantastic. He name searches Florida, Walmart, and who was the top tweet yesterday if you search Florida and Walmart? Me, because that was a popular tweet, and it has since gotten even more popular because it was funny and accurate. They used me, man. They stepped on me to build some hype around the announcement and to get all these Florida fans, oh, I love Walmart. Jorts are half price. Yeah. They've got mullet gel. Woo! You know where they buy their shoes? Friggin' Walmart. Pretty good. That might make it a good burn because I was used as a stepping stone to announce a pretty big business partnership. Now, if you want to say that makes it a good burn because he really had to kind of craft that in there to make it make sense and it helped them both in the long run, which is really frustrating. I might give it to you, but the burn itself, I'm sorry, it was just not very good. Those shoes look like Walmart shoes. Your team lost last year. World explodes.
Well, I'm
saying your team lost, that's not like when we tweet a video of Juwan Jennings catching that pass against Georgia, is that the sickest burn of all time ever against every Georgia fan? No.
No, but when it, like, wasn't Jake Tidwell's better when he said, he tweeted at the UF admissions account and said, hey, what's up with your phones? And they're I don't know. What?
38 unanswered.
He's like, I've called you 38 times.
That's a burn.
I've called you 38 times. They've all gone unanswered.
See, that's a burn because they were like responding like, yeah. Oh, we would love to help you.
Right.
Oh, gotcha. It's like a DN or a BOFA joke. I was an unwilling participant. Like you have to rope somebody in to burn them. They just sought me out and responded. That's not a burn.
I'm starting to come around because
thank God, finally somebody gets it.
Reading their tweet again, I'm not even sure that the pun, as you say, as you put it, the pulling things at, like pulling
it's
it
not
out.
Even, no one says that unless you're pulling something out of a bin. At friggin' Walmart.
And
or pull it out of a bind.
I have to give...
Get out of a bind.
Yeah, but that's...
I know,
that's
I'm just saying,
thing.
I know.
I have to give...
Don't give him any extra help. You can't add a letter to the end or change the beginning.
Well, I'm not. I'm saying what other phrases that people use. Go ahead, Nate.
I have to give Andrew Olson credit. He's, I guess, the Florida guy for SDS who said... Who didn't say...
Sick burn.
That it was... Well, he didn't say anything about the, like that Florida pulled the game out. He just said that the Walmart Twitter account pulled a certain video out of the bin, which makes this not really a joke at all. It's exactly what you're saying. What he's saying is their joke was just, oh, want to pull something out of a bin? We can pull out this video clip out of a bin here at Walmart or what? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? It has nothing to do with the pun at all.
Is that what they meant?
He's basically saying Walmart didn't even make the pun. They were basically just saying, oh, you don't like Florida? Here's a video
That's
clip.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't even make fun of Walmart. I was a pawn in a chess game of big business, and everybody celebrated it, including those who wear the orange, and some of which who listen to this show.
Well, that's embarrassing for them. If you're a Tennessee fan and you thought this was
what I'm saying.
Funny, like, if you think Walmart dunked, like if they dunked on you if you wear the orange
and
white.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they didn't come at me. He didn't make me look dumb. He didn't get me, like, he didn't trick me. He went at all, or she, could be a she, I don't know, or a something or another. I don't know. Maybe I don't know what they want to go by. But this is not a personal attack. Like, they were name searching. They found that. It could have been anybody. It could have been anybody.
True. Any Tennessee fan that would have tweeted what you tweeted,
yeah,
this response
would
have been.
That's all I'm saying.
Would have been appropriate for.
I'm not saying it's not clever. I'm not saying it doesn't have a certain comedic element.
You know, your Tennessee overalls somehow, that would have been an attack at you.
Which some people did locally, including at this station. It was very frustrating. But you know what? I did that for a sponsor, and I don't regret it at all. Because you know what? That sponsor's given away $50 every remote and $300 for a shopping spree to Alumni Hall if you win the grand prize and win season tickets. So you know what? I don't care. I wear them again. I'd wear nothing but the overalls. You know, because they still cover like pretty much everything.
Cut that out.
I don't regret that at all. I regret the look I had on my face when one of those pictures was snapped. But you know what? That happens. It's a candid photo. We're trying to act natural.
Well,
sorry, we love our sponsors so much we take pictures whenever they want. I do whatever I can for the sponsors. No problem. You know who I won't do anything for? Walmart. This was not a good burn. It was a clever tweet. It was not at all directed at me. It did not sting me at all. A, because that was the Butch Jones 4-8 season, and I basically already forgotten everything that happened anyway. Mm-hmm. But B, like that was like again, like I just don't care. I've seen that thing 50 times. It wasn't new. What's good is when you show, and there's some guy, I'm trying to remember who did it. It might have been G-Man. G-Man might have done this, where you put like a Georgia clip in front and the Georgia fans start watching it, and then Georgia throws the Hail Mary, and then it switches and it's Jawan Jennings catching it. That's good. You roped somebody in. They watched it. They got very excited that they're about to see a play that they enjoy, and then boom, you hit them with the gotcha, we won this game, you idiot. That's good. You roped somebody in. I got roped into nothing.
Well,
I roped him in.
You got
I'm the wrangler.
You got curved a little bit. And I don't know if that's the way you say this, but You got curved because people expect you to be good at Twitter. You're the Vol rumor mill. You have a Twitter reputation.
The Walmart shoe tweets got like 1,000 retweets. That's good.
Walmart.
If I had 800,000 followers, it would have more.
Walmart has a very low bar to be viewed as successful and funny on Twitter.
Exactly. And that's I'll agree with you.
People gave them the curve.
Exactly.
It's like Wendy's. Wendy's now has taken advantage of the low bar so that now even when they post something that's okay, not excellent material, but pretty good.
And that's
people go crazy for it.
That's a problem. Wendy's yesterday tweeted the letters F-O. Before they could get the next tweet out, that tweet had 450 retweets. F-O. And then the next one was fo, and then the next one was fo. And it was fo for fo, because they're doing four for $4.
Yeah.
So it made sense in the end. But at the beginning, people were just like, oh, Wendy's is doing something, retweet. What is this? This is mob culture. This is a hive effect. Hive mind. So first of all, why does Walmart have a low bar? Why would one of the most successful companies in the world get a curve?
It's true.
Why would they get extra credit for being halfway mediocre on Twitter?
Everything they have is low quality products, low prices.
Exactly. And they get extra credit. Oh, wow. A corporation's even on Twitter. We're so blessed by their presence. Get out of here. They should have to earn it. They should be held to a higher standard because they can afford to pay somebody, frankly, millions of dollars if they wanted to be really good on Twitter. They could go hire like Jim Gaffigan to run their Twitter.
Sure.
But they don't. They hire some dweeb and he makes one. Again, I will say it was funny. It was not a personal attack. It was not some type of slight towards me individually. He attacked Tennessee ahead of an announced partnership between the University of Florida and Walmart, and people lost their minds. I am not saying it was not good, but the overreaction, oh my God. You should be ashamed of yourself if you were a Tennessee fan yesterday celebrating that.
Well, I think people think it's refreshing when a big company will do anything like a normal person would these days. So that's the low bar
phenomenon. I'm telling you, and I promise, if I got absolutely body bagged, I would own it. I would say, you know what? That's a good one. I mean, I fell for it, right? Because I think to body bag someone, they have to fall for something. You have to trick somebody somewhere to truly body bag them. Or it has to be like a really funny personal attack where you pull some information that everyone's like, oh, like when Pusha T said about Drake, that, you know, he has a kid and no one knew about it. And, you know, Drake was like, dude, no one knew. Hey, man, you went too far. That's body bagged. When someone's trying to hide something and you expose the truth. Or when you rope somebody in and then you okey-doke them. I got nothing to happen.
Yeah, if they somehow could have, like, I don't know, made a tweet that you thought was serious about maybe they should sponsor the show or something, and then they flip it around and get you with the, no, we're actually were like, going with the Gators. We've committed to Florida over
exactly,
you,
exactly.
Chris, or something
like that.
They make their announcement?
Yes, that would be a, like if they had DM'd me and said, we were thinking about sponsoring some local radio in Knoxville. Can you send us some information? I'd be like, yeah, this sounds great. What are you looking for in a partnership? And they were like, the University of Florida. Dun, 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 dun. They announced it. That would be a get. Frankly, that would have stung. I would have been like, oh, man.
You thought you were about to have a Walmart.
I thought I was about to be rich. I thought we were about to be in the Walmart studios, and they just punked me and then went to my arch rival. They didn't do that. I don't even want Walmart. Don't want them.
Well,
I'm a Target man. I'm a Kroger man. Food City. Your business here. Cut the check. Walmart, in the words of John Reed, go to hell. Not funny. Getting extra credit for being a big corporation and the hive mind of Twitter. Man, I've now seen the social media mob.
Yep. I don't know how, but there's a connection between Walmart, Tennessee, and the recruitment of maybe their top quarterback on the board. We'll hit that on the flip side. But first, I got to tell you about one of our great sponsors who would never.
The best
never
sponsors.
Go ahead. Any Vol fans on Twitter, it's Toyota Knoxville. And right now, get this, Houston, due to record sales months at Toyota Knoxville.
Really?
Really.
Huh?
They're flooded with fresh trade-ins.
Ooh.
It's a mid-year used car clearance at Toyota Knoxville.
Business is a booming.
A 2008 Mazda Miata Touring, super low miles, great condition. just $10,991. 2014 Nissan Xterra Pro 4x4, super clean, $18,991. Used vehicles are priced as low as $39.95 plus. More come with their non-factory limited lifetime powertrain warranty with unlimited miles. So don't waste time shopping around other places for your pre-owned vehicles. You can stop in at Toyota Knoxville, where they have 900 pre-owned vehicles available to choose from. Don't miss the mid-year used car clearance at Toyota Knoxville. Hurry, price is good through July 31st. It's Toyota Knoxville and online at toyotaknoxville.com. Welcome back to Three and Out. Brian is ready for Pruitt to get asked about the Walmart tweet today at media
day. God, please no. Please no. The only reason I say that is because I'm sure he's already been informed to like take Walmart and Florida's side by some of the powers that be over there.
Sounds like some people need to stop with the trash talk.
We need to do something on the field first before we start trash talking other teams in the SEC.
Like, look at this picture of Dan Mullen. Like, he sat with his feet on the desk. How rude, just so he could show off his shoes.
Is it bad that despite the fact that all the national media think that just because it's Dan Mullen at Florida, they're going to be a whole lot better than Tennessee? I don't know. I can't decide if this is me being a sheep or not. I'm kind of glad Tennessee didn't get Dan Mullen. I'm not sure.
Time will tell.
Yeah.
Time will tell. But I just don't – it's really just too early. It's, with some of the things that were said yesterday about both Pruitt and Dan Mullen, I'm starting to at least be leaning Pruitt as – you know, when obviously Tennessee was in the midst of a coaching search. I mean, at one point I think Dan Mullen was squarely in everybody's top five when we were thinking of legitimate candidates, right? We were thinking, oh, yeah, maybe Dan Mullen, or maybe they'll try to go after Gundy. Who are some of the other – I've already forgot. Again, like, I've blocked out most of 2017 from my memory. But, like, Dan Mullen was a legitimate name. Like, oh, yeah, it's time for him to get out of Mississippi State.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, I don't think Jim McElwain had been fired, although there was obviously some talk because they had a horrible season too. But, yeah, he was – there was a big debate on Dan Mullen. We ran a poll. It was like 50-50, but you either loved him or you hated him.
Yeah.
Yesterday, this was strange. Did you see one of his former players who's still at Mississippi State said new coach and then did the greater than sign like 10 times, old coach?
Now, that's a burn.
And well,
That's a personal shot.
Exactly. Thank you. That's saying this guy is better than you. Tennessee's players should be mad at Walmart too, by the way. They dogged you guys.
Well, our own intern Cole spotted Talia Tonga. I had gotten the last name right.
Let me get my Dan Mullen thing.
What?
Let me finish that thought.
Okay, go ahead.
Yesterday, former player says that about Dan Mullen. We've talked about what people say about Jeremy Pruitt, former players. It's all raving, with the exception of Aaron Murray, and I'm sure we'll get to that in a second. But some things that Paul Feinbaum said, some things that Greg McElroy said yesterday. Maybe we'll learn a little bit more about Jeremy Pruitt and his kind of ideology today. I don't know. First time on the stage at SEC Media Days. I don't expect him to be the most polished or what's the word? I don't expect him to give much here. I think Greg McElroy said he'll say the least in his opening statement of all the coaches. I think that's probably true, just kind of the guy he is. But I will say, after some of the things, and we'll talk about them because they were very interesting, I'm starting to maybe think Pruitt is the badass that we needed. Sorry, continue.
Talia Tonga-Viola on July 15th.
June 15th.
June 15th. Right, sorry, a month ago. When he was here at Tennessee on his visit that was kind of came in last minute, tried to sneak in under the radar. Our own intern Cole spotted him at the Walmart. Like, that Walmart is essentially saying, hey, we're the campus Walmart. Right, Davey?
I mean, it's University Commons.
It's right there.
Correct.
I can't imagine. I don't get why Walmart would partner with one university and not try and do that with. It's a bold strategy.
I mean, I guess most universities make a little bit of money off Walmart through licensing, right? I mean, it's probably not.
Sure.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's a ton. Maybe Walmart sells more collegiate fan gear than anybody. I mean, because it's, you know, the most affordable, and some of it doesn't look horrible. So maybe you get like middle class and below shopping at Walmart occasionally for some collegiate apparel, depending on where you are.
Well, Tagovailoa was shopping at Walmart at 11 o'clock on I think it was the Friday night he was in, and intern Cole pointed this out. I mean, he shops for clothes at Walmart. Maybe we don't want him.
That's not. Moving on.
Anyway, it was just a pretty funny tie-in. I thought the Arkansas jokes that some fans had were better than the original, you know, Walmart shot at you. Anyway. I mean, those write themselves.
I saw you guys still upset about Sterner and have no Arkansas? I mean, really, then you should have tweeted the Joe Adams punt return. That was a good Arkansas.
That would have been a good, yeah, good retort.
No, but I'm telling you, it was a setup. They tied Florida in specifically because they were announcing the partnership later. I will go to my grave saying that they were looking for an in. They found my tweet by name searching, which is, you know, you got to be a punk to name search.
It's true.
And then they saw their opportunity and went for it. But I will maintain it was not a burn against me, but it was pretty close.
Matt reminded me that Walmart had Voits. Remember the Voit shoes?
I do not.
V-O-I-T?
No.
Yeah. Those were pretty spectacular.
Moving on.
Well, you mentioned it. I thought the strangest thing about yesterday at SEC Media Days had nothing to do with anything that people said on the podium. It was the comments that came out about Jeremy Pruitt from, I mean, Paul Feinbaum said something positive, Greg McElroy negative, and then is it Hunter?
Well, it wasn't negative towards Pruitt. It was just he doesn't think Tennessee's very good right now.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Was it Hudson?
With a T.
Yeah.
Hudson Mason.
Hudson Mason?
Yes. Who was a quarterback.
An awful one at that. At Georgia, right?
Was Hudson Mason? I don't remember.
Yeah, he came, I believe, the year after Aaron Murray. He was kind of that filler.
Okay. I'll take your word for it. All right. Hudson Mason.
And he.
It's funny to me that the Georgia guys all of a sudden don't like Jeremy Pruitt and are letting it fly, almost as if there's been some type of like underground initiative. Hey, make sure that you don't let Jeremy Pruitt get any momentum and tell everybody how bad he is.
It was Aaron Murray and Hunter, I can't even tell you his name.
Hudson
Mason that both went at Jeremy Pruitt yesterday, which is very strange. The day before he talks?
Well, that's what was strange yesterday to me was that a couple of the coaches Monday and a couple yesterday were asked about Jeremy Pruitt. Obviously, coaches aren't going to offer much at all. And you don't expect them to, I guess. But I guess players and for some reason the SEC network media talking a lot about Jeremy Pruitt the day before he takes the podium, a day in which you've got your SEC champion in the building.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It was very, very strange. It really felt as if almost, you know, Georgia has some type of axe to grind with Jeremy Pruitt. And maybe it's just because he's now in the East and they know what he's capable of. But in talking to some people in the know yesterday and then reading some more last night, it sounds as if Jeremy Pruitt kind of had a big influence in his short 2 years at Georgia as far as getting them headed in a different and maybe more prosperous direction. Paul Feinbaum said as much. I had heard some other things, but I don't know. It seems very odd that all the Georgia people kind of at once decided, let's go and tell everybody that Jeremy Pruitt. What's crazy is they didn't say he's a bad coach. They said they don't know that he can be the CEO of an entire program and that he was disrespectful to Mark Richt. But I guess these are things that we already know. Like, is it really news to say a never before head coach, we don't know if he can be the CEO type coach of a program? That doesn't sound like a thin limb to go out and stand on. And then, I don't know if you guys have heard it. I had heard that he, and maybe we need to get into it on the other side, but he basically got to Georgia and was like, what the hell are you guys doing? That's as blunt as I can put it, and apparently he was more blunt in how he said it. But Jeremy Pruitt, from everything I've heard, got to Georgia and said, what the hell are you guys doing here? Once he got there and kind of saw how things were running and how things were operating, and apparently he had a pretty big influence on, well, I mean, I don't want to say last year, but Georgia's kind of turned from, yeah, 8 or 9 wins is good to, hey, we can really make a run at this thing.
He came to Georgia the year after winning a national championship with Florida State.
Right, because they offered him a bunch of money to fix their defense after he had done that at Florida State, and I don't blame him one bit for taking it. Great experience for him. But after being at Alabama and being at Florida State, apparently Jeremy Pruitt got to Georgia and was like, what is this, amateur hour? And gave them some ideas about how to, you know, get back into shape and fix some things that he thought needed fixing around their athletics program, and specifically football, obviously. And some people took exception to that, kind of the, well, we've always done it this way around here. Don't come in here and tell us what to do. And he said, well, if you'll do this, you know, we'd probably be more successful. People didn't like that.
We'll come back. Final segment, hour number one. It's really interesting who the defensive coordinator was at Georgia before Jeremy Pruitt got there, too. It kind of ties this whole thing back in to SEC Media Days, and lots more to get to. I have tons of thoughts on what Aaron Murray and
yeah, we've
Hudson
got the whole
Mason
quote. I'll read it, and let's just spin on it, because I think there's a lot to kind of chew on in both of these statements.
Final segment, hour number one of the program.
We've short-sighted ourselves, but we'll make sure to carry this conversation into hour number two.
I think the comments yesterday about Jeremy Pruitt are probably our lead for the day. I mean, that's, he's going to talk to the media today, but you're not going to get as much substance probably from him as you will from the commentary made yesterday about him and his previous stops and what he's, you know, going to be asked to do here. Where do you want to start? You want to start with Aaron Murray, Hudson Mason? I mean, Paul Feinbaum giving him a lot of credit,
frankly.
Or McElroy.
I'll read Aaron Murray's first. We'll go bad news, good news. Or, you know, negative, positive, whatever. Aaron Murray was on, I don't know, some radio station in Nashville with a big old idiot on it. Sorry. Here's what he said. I don't know if his, talking about Jeremy Pruitt's, personality is fit to be a head coach. I don't. As a head coach, there's so many things that go into it. It's not just going out there and coaching. You have to deal with the front office. You've got to talk with the president of the university. You have to deal with boosters. You have to deal with the offense, the defense. It's not just going in there and dealing with the kids and scheming up. There's a lot that goes into it. I don't think he's the right guy to kind of be the CEO of a corporation. He's really good managing just a defense and being a defensive coordinator. He needs to prove to me that he can handle the whole ship. For right now, I don't think he can. We'll see what happens this year. I don't think it helps that he doesn't have a lot of talent at Tennessee. I would love to see what he said about Kirby Smart when Kirby Smart took the job at Georgia. I would love to go back and juxtapose that.
Well, that was my first thought as you're reading that, is this is a guy who played for Mark Richt. And Mark Richt is, when you think CEO football coach, like, he's probably one of the first five coaches in college football that come to mind for me. Like, hey, Nate, name five classic CEO style football coaches in college football. Mark Richt comes to mind, right? Like, you picture him. If you start categorizing coaches, I mean, Georgia fans complained for years about one side of the ball at Georgia because Richt had hired a coordinator that they thought wasn't dynamic enough, right? Like, it was the offense for a while. Then it was the defense late. He was a CEO. He was, you know, a guy that had to have the right lieutenants to win. And Aaron Murray went through – sometimes we, as people – need to realize that we've only seen things one way sometimes. Aaron Murray only got to see a coach like that. Georgia was one play away from a national title last year with a coach that's a lot more like Jeremy Pruitt than he is Mark Richt.
They're the same guy as far as how they approach things.
Kirby Smart and Jeremy Pruitt.
Yes.
That's what you're saying.
And last year, this is mid-season, so at this point, obviously, Georgia's rolling. I can't find anything that Aaron Murray said. Maybe he didn't have a radio show in 2016 or something. Mm-hmm. I think he's gotten a radio show since then. But he said, talking about Kirby Smart after a year and a half of being there from what he saw when he was there under Mark Richt, said, I think the main difference right now is the mentality that Kirby has brought. It's the mentality that Alabama has where they walk into every game and they know they're going to win. It's already a W in the win column. That's where the W's go. In the mental state of the game where they're not walking in scared. They're walking in going, we know we're better. We know we're a better coach. We have better talent. And there's no way you're going to beat us. So he loves that about Kirby Smart. Doesn't think it will work for Jeremy Pruitt.
That just reeks of you know, Georgia bias. Homerism,
which is fine. This is fine. He's a Georgia quarterback on a Georgia radio show. It's fine. But it is fun to kind of say, buddy, you're talking out of both sides of your mouth about your favorite team and your other team, and it's essentially the same thing.
The problem is he makes no argument why one's different than the other.
And Kirby's a Georgia guy, so naturally a Georgia guy is going to defend a Georgia guy who's now back at Georgia. But Kirby Smart and Jeremy Pruitt, buddy, they're... I don't want to say mirror images, but they have a lot in common with each other as far as their style, their mentality, how they handle certain situations, where they've been, who they've worked under. Like, each have great resumes, extensive success on the defensive side of the ball. Do I doubt that Jeremy Pruitt will have some learning curves along the way? Not at all. But Kirby Smart had a bunch in year one, too. It worked out just fine.
Well, you had the longer quote. Did you read the, when he was at Georgia, he wasn't as respectful as I thought a defensive coordinator should be to a head coach?
Right. That was in a different part of the interview with a different quote. Apparently he was on for like 15 or 20 minutes talking about it. But yeah, that's the quote. Aaron Murray did not feel like Jeremy Pruitt was respectful of Mark Richt the way a defensive coordinator should be respectful to a head coach while he was at Georgia.
We'll come back with our take on that. We're also going to fire up the McKinney team hotline for you to join the program as well, 865-546-8200. I want to get your thoughts on Aaron Murray talking about Jeremy Pruitt, Hudson Mason talking about Jeremy Pruitt, and we'll get to Greg McElroy's thoughts as well. Coming up, hour two next, talking SEC football. Keep it right here for more Fan Run Radio.